The passage I want to share today is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. It reads, "You know, brothers and sisters, that our visit to you was not without results. We had previously suffered and been treated outrageously in Philippi, as you know. But with the help of our God, we dare to tell you his gospel in the face of strong opposition. For the appeal we make does not spring from error or impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you. On the contrary, we speak as those approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We're not trying to please people, but God who tests our hearts. You know we never use flattery, nor do we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness. We were not looking for praise from people, nor from you or anyone else. Even though as apostles of Christ, we could have asserted our authority. Instead, we were like young children among you, just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you. Because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. Surely you remember, brothers and sisters, our toil and hardship. We work night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preach the gospel of God to you. You are our witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed. For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of the gospel of God, who calls you into his kingdom and his glory." So a little backstory. The Apostle Paul was sent by God to preach the gospel throughout what's now known as Europe. And one of the cities that he preached the gospel in was called Thessalonica. And there you see Thessalonica. It's just north of Athens and south of Rome. And in this passage that I just read, Paul, let me go back to it. In verse 7, he says, "Instead, we were like young children among you, just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you." Now, what strikes me about this passage is that Paul, the apostle, uses the imagery of a nursing mother and compares that image to what he was doing as a minister of the gospel in Thessalonica. And when I read this, it struck me, because men don't normally compare the work that they do to that of a nursing mother. The way I think nursing is for women. That's a woman's job. I'm a man. I have other things I need to do. And there's a separation between men and women. But what stood out to me is that Paul is using the imagery of a nursing mother to compare, to sort of let them know this is how this sort of captured their relationship with him. Now, when a child leaves the environment of the womb and comes into the world, that little infant is petrified. And that infant depends completely on its mother for survival. And so when an infant is being nursed, this is a matter of life and death. Doctors recommend that infants be nursed as long as 2 years old. But it's not just the transferring of food. It's also an emotional bond that is created during those hours of nursing. And I believe that this is what the Apostle Paul is talking about. He's saying that we were so emotionally connected to you, we were like a nursing mother and you were the infant. I'm amazed and inspired that even in as we try to navigate the spiritual realm, we have to understand when people become Christians, they transfer from one realm to another. And just as an infant needs its mother, because they are so vulnerable, so too our young Christians need to have that kind of bond for their spiritual survival. Today I want to introduce you to Manny Rodriguez. Manny became a Christian as a young teenager, but eventually he left the faith as a college student. And some months ago in September, he decided to come back. And he decided to study the Bible and get restored. And I wanted Manny to share his story with you today. So I have Manny come out at this time.
Good morning, brothers and sisters, and happy Mother's Day to everybody. Little backstory, my name is Manny. For those who don't know me, I'm originally from the Bronx. I basically did grow up in the church. I got baptized at a young age, like Sean was saying, and I ended up falling away for certain reasons. And then, you know, I'm back for good because God's plan is always perfect, even when we don't know it. Yeah. A big part of my walk are my parents, but today I'm going to emphasize on my mom. Shout out to my mom. She's in the back over there.
All right, mom.
And a scripture that comes to mind when I think about my mom is 1 Corinthians 3. Oh, for, before
what?
That.
You want to do that?
No, let me do that first, yeah.
The what first?
So this is us after service one Sunday when we was younger.
Next one?
And then that was us golfing one time. So we wanted to show that, you know, just us growing up with our parents, and it's always been great for us to have, you know, the love they have for each other, and it really helped us grow to be better people. Right. And then I want to shout out my wife, too. She in the back.
Okay, ready?
All right, cool, yeah. So the scripture I wanted to talk about in 1 Corinthians 13:4, and it reads, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. The part I really want to emphasize on is the first part where it says love is patient. Paul could have started with anything else, but he said love is patient for a reason. My mom always been patient with me through everything, always prayed for me, always cared for me, always loved me, even when I didn't want to be loved. She was always there for me. And that always reminds me that God is always there to love me also. As a mother, y'all play a very important role in our lives. Some of you guys play the role of a father as well. Yeah. And the patience it takes to be a mom is incredible. Like I see with my wife every day too. It's not easy being a mother, so I really commend y'all. Yeah. But just to see it in a bigger picture, God bless moms with patience to also remind us that God is always patient with us. And I just want to remind all the mothers just to keep fighting and walking by faith and praying for us, because we see the work y'all put in as mothers, and it really is going to help us grow to be better individuals overall and just get closer to God.
That's Amen. It. Amen. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Manny. Manny's going to pray for the communion in a bit, and if you do not have your cup here, just raise your hand and one of the ushers will hand it over to you. The passage in 1 John 3 says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. That is ultimately what love is. And if it's anyone who knows about laying their life down, it's a mother laying her life down for their child. So let's bow our heads. Let's think about Jesus, who has played the role as mother and father to us in our salvation. I'll have Manny pray at this time.
Let's bow our heads. Father God, I'm just grateful to be here, Father, and just to wake up, because some people don't have that the ability to even wake up to see another day, Father God. And I'm just grateful to be here in front of everybody, Father God, and just share your word, Father God, and just that you use me always, Father God. I pray that as we take the communion, we take the bread that represents Jesus' body and the fruit of the vine that represents his blood. Father God, I pray that we remember what Jesus did for us, Father God, that he was the ultimate sacrifice. He didn't deserve death, Father God, and he died for us so we can have a relationship with you, Father God. And I pray that every day we just keep denying ourselves and take up our cross daily, Father God, and just glorify you, Father God, with our lives. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.